You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Matt Wehmeyer with Jennifer Langosch this week, MLB.com Cardinals reporter. And Jennifer, we thank you for the time. And for this edition of the Cardinals podcast, Jennifer, we're going to kind of go behind the scenes a little bit, just some more anecdotal stuff about some of the more lighthearted things going on in spring training. But before we get there, there is some heavy news for the Cardinals and their fans today. Not necessarily good news. Johnny Peralta could miss the next 2 to 3 months due to a thumb injury, I believe, he suffered during a recent spring training game. Jennifer, just shed some light on that and how severe this injury could be for the Cardinals.
Yeah, you know, bad news out of Cardinals camp certainly today. And, you know, it had been a relatively healthy camp for this club. But something, you know, you knew something was awry this morning when Johnny Peralta didn't take the field for infield practice. And then shortly after that was seen leaving the complex in street clothes. So shortly after that, General Manager John Mozeliak did announce that Peralta had suffered a ligament tear in his left thumb. The club did do an MRI down here, which identified the tear. And with that, the expectation is he's probably going to be out for 2 to 3 months. He is, however, headed back to St. Louis for a second opinion, at which time they'll determine whether or not surgery is needed and kind of give a better feel for the timetable moving forward. But, you know, when you're talking 2 to 3 months, you're certainly talking about Peralta missing some substantial time early in this season. The Cardinals, you know, had made it a priority this winter to go out and back up their depth at the shortstop position. So certainly that's going to seem to be coming into play a little bit earlier than they had hoped.
Yeah, no question there. And what sort of a domino effect could this have on the rest of the infield, Jennifer?
Yeah, we're going to see a lot of different guys kind of shuffle in and out at shortstop. I mean, you're going to look at probably going to see a good amount of Jed Jerko playing short. I mean, this is a guy who the Cardinals acquired from San Diego thinking that he could be their super utility infielder. Doesn't, however, have a ton of experience at short. He played there 28 games last year, really his first exposure at the position. But the Cardinals want to see if he can become an option there. Greg Garcia, who came up through the system as a shortstop, we're going to see him get a good number of reps there as well. And then the young Aledmys Diaz is a Cuban shortstop the Cardinals signed 2 years ago. And, you know, very promising talent who seems to have really found himself over the last kind of 6 months, the end of last season and into the spring. So I think we'll see him get a good number of reps there as well this spring. So Cardinals want to see if they have the answer internally. General Manager John Mozeliak was also candid, however, in saying that they will look outside for other options. And, you know, there'll be a little bit of clarity, I think, later this week once they get a firm feel for how long Peralta is going to be out. And then they'll have to decide whether or not they think they have enough to move on without him for now or if they really do need to seek an outside option.
And, you know, Jennifer, it's funny to feel sorry for a team that won 100 games last year. But nonetheless, is there a sense that there's, you know, somebody's got a voodoo doll out there with all these injuries last year and the way they persevered and now, okay, new season, fresh slate, and another veteran goes down. Is there a sense of, like, what is going on here right now?
Yeah, it's tough. And, you know, it's ironic in that you think back to last season and Peralta was one of those guys who was an Iron Man for this team. I mean, he exhausted himself, quite frankly, by the end of the season because he had to play so much, because so many other of the offensive, you know, keys to this lineup went down. So, you know, his ability to be in there every day last year certainly helped them weather what could have been a really rocky season. But you're right. I mean, this is a team that time and time again is dealt some pretty hard injury blows. This is certainly one of them. You can think back to recent spring trainings here, Adam Wainwright going down, Jason Mott going down, Chris Carpenter. It does seem like there's always one or two big injuries to come out of camp. You know, and also add in the fact that this is the exact same injury that Yadi Molina is still recovering from. He, of course, had to have two procedures on his left thumb to repair the torn ligament there this winter. Cardinals still hopeful he'll be ready by opening day, but, you know, now they have two guys essentially recovering from the same injury.
And that, I mean, that's remarkable. I mean, with what Molina is recovering from and now the same injury, as you said, that befalls Johnny Peralta. And for a team, like you said, that has had so much success year in and year out to have all these injuries, it's mind-blowing. And add one more to the list here with Johnny Peralta. Certainly bad news on this Monday for the Cardinals in the early stages of spring training. Now, that kind of leads me to my next topic, which is something I was going to say for the tail end of the podcast. But given the Peralta injury, I think it bears mentioning right now. You had an article recently on MLB.com about the team incorporating Pilates into their workout routine. Kind of talk about that and if that was in response to all the injuries that they suffered last year or if they're kind of independent from one another.
No, it is. You know, the organization, you know, and over the last several years, but certainly somewhat in response to what happened last year, really wanted to kind of examine and explore further what they were doing on the medical side of things. You know, it's really funny to come to a Major League Spring Training clubhouse, you know, one afternoon and hear Randall Grichuk run into the clubhouse saying, "Hey, guys, it's time for Pilates class." You know, not exactly what you think Major League Baseball players are doing at this time of year. But it's one of those things that the Cardinals thought may help with the flexibility, the stretching, the core stability and strengthening, and just another area in which they think maybe the players can benefit from. There are players in this clubhouse, you know, Colton Wong is one of them, who has incorporated Pilates and yoga into his off-season routine for years. And so this is something that the Cardinals wanted to open up to more players this spring. They got a fantastic response from it. It was quite popular. And so it's something that they want to continue utilizing into the season as well and making such classes available. But, yeah, it's all a part of the Cardinals' kind of restructure of their medical team. They actually brought in a director. They call him a director of performance. He comes from Duke University. Dr. Robert Butler was a professor there to kind of give this you know, organization a new look in terms of how it identifies injuries, maybe how it can be more preventative of injuries. You know, certainly when you look at last year and all that they went through, I think any kind of, you know, new exploration on that front can certainly be a benefit to this club.
Right, and, you know, in 5-10 years down the road when all 30 teams are doing Pilates and nobody bats an eye, we can look back to 2016 as the Cardinals were the team that got this whole thing going, which may seem a little outside of the box now, but again, it could become rather common years down the road. So always forward thinking are the St. Louis Cardinals. We'll see what transpires in the coming year, certainly. Jennifer, just to switch gears, like I said, kind of the theme of the podcast initially was to kind of get some behind-the-scenes looks at what's going on in spring training. And I want to start with it. You know, it seems like all 30 teams, every spring training, no matter what, there's always one guy, maybe two, but usually one guy, one minor league player that just tears the cover off the ball the first couple of days or the first couple of weeks of spring training, raises some eyebrows, maybe a guy that wasn't on the radar as one of your big-name top prospects. Is there a guy for the Cardinals right now that everybody's kind of saying, hey, you know, look what he's doing. He might have a chance to even make the club.
You know, it's interesting because the guy who I think that would be is actually not even a major league camp. Alex Reyes is kind of the next up-and-coming star. Many believe in this organization. He's in minor league camp as a result of a drug suspension that he's about to serve. You know, here in major league camp, there haven't been many flashes. I actually would say maybe Aledmys Diaz, the shortstop we spoke about earlier, the young Cuban shortstop. You know, the way he came into camp, again, he kind of filled out his body. You can tell he grew into himself. Looks very confident out there at the shortstop position and has done okay with the bat thus far. But you know, we're talking about a Cardinals team that still hasn't hit a home run in Grapefruit League play. So not exactly anybody tearing the cover off the ball at this point. But Alex Reyes remains obviously the guy in this organization to watch out for. But to watch him right now in spring, you have to head out to the backfield to do so.
And then, Jennifer, on the flip side of things, given the age that we live in with social media, with Facebook and Twitter, you've got fans getting irrationally panicked about a veteran or a star player that's not performing up to expectations, even though it's such a small sample size and it's only spring training. Is there a guy kind of eliciting that sort of response from these fans that, again, are panicking for no reason whatsoever?
Yeah, I mean, I think over the weekend it was Matt Holliday, and he was supposed to start on Saturday, actually, at first base, shortly before game time was scratched because of lower back tightness. So, you know, we've spoken, you know, early in this podcast about all the injuries. So I think there was initially some great concern about what this lower back tightness might mean. All it means is that Holliday would have probably played through it in the regular season. This is spring training. There's no reason to push it. But given his injury history from last year, given this organization's propensity to be hurt, it appears, you know, it seems like certainly there was a little bit, I would say, of an irrational response to Holliday being scratched on Saturday. Good news, of course, is that today he played 3 innings at first base. So I think all is okay.
Yeah, so the panic will subside. The fans can get off from the ledges and life will go on. That is certainly good news. And Jennifer, one question I've asked your NL Central cohorts and I've gotten some great responses on. It seems like every year in spring training, a bromance, if you will, develops. I know in talking to Carrie Muscat, the Cubs reporter, she said it's John Lackey and John Lester. Lackey, of course, a Cardinal last year. So is there any bromances going on right now in Cardinals camp?
There is, and it's a great one, between Randall Grichuk and Stephen Piscotty. Now, obviously, both very young outfielders, both set to be starting outfielders for this team, you know, for the first time in their career for a full season. Now, but that being said, the similarities probably end there, which makes it so much more interesting to hear the stories about. They live together down here. They have for the last couple of years. You have Stephen Piscotty, the Stanford University graduate, graduated with a degree in atmospheric something engineering, way above my head, certainly way above Randall Grichuk's head. So Stephen Piscotty teaches Randall Grichuk about the stock market. Randall Grichuk teaches Stephen Piscotty how to hit home runs. Seems like a match made in heaven. It's just funny to see how two guys, so, so different, can come together, be best friends. And, you know, their hope is, of course, that they'll be playing next to each other in the outfield for many, many years to come here.
And I think Cardinals fans are hoping for the same thing. Do you smell a YouTube series here between these two in the future? What do you think?
I think it's perfect. It's funny. They have no similarities, they admit. One loves comedies, the other documentaries. One loves junk food, the other only healthy snacks. So to be a fly on the wall in their condo in spring, I think would be a pretty fun experience.
Modern-day odd couple right there, Stephen Piscotty and Randall Grichuk. We'll see what comedy ensues as the 2016 season unfolds. And, Jennifer, I think you've already given us the strangest spring training occurrence or utterance so far. Again, Randall Grichuk saying, hey, guys, time for Pilates. What about, like, just something weird, offbeat, funny that you've seen in and around the locker room so far?
Yeah, well, we had sprinklers go off in the middle of today's game.
All right.
You know, you don't see that every day. And last week it was pretty entertaining to watch half of the clubhouse actually cleaning and doing all the clubhouse duties. So the Cardinals actually held an inter-squad game shortly before their game started, and what was at stake was cleaning the clubhouse. So you had players out scraping shoes. You had others washing down the showers. You had others scrubbing toilets, carrying balls off the field. So pretty fun to watch them have to do a little bit of clubhouse work and, you know, certainly take the ribbing from their teammates as well.
I was going to say, and this wasn't a punishment of any sort? This was totally voluntary?
Well, it was agreed upon before the inter-squad game. So I think it was somewhat punishment, and it was certainly incentive for the winning team, and it worked out well. But always a fun day in camp. They have done this in camp here before, and it is. It makes for some good videos, and some good laughs.
Yeah, I bet. A good team bonding experience, to say the least. As far as, let's see, going down the list here, as far as a soundbite given, whether to you directly or to a media scrum, anything stood out, whether lighthearted or serious in tone, that really kind of perked up your ears?
You know, I think one of the most interesting things that I heard, and it was early in camp, you know, Mike Matheny, who is those of us who watch him regularly, very serious guy, came into camp and he declared that he wanted to have a fun camp, which to those of us, again, who cover him on a daily basis, can't really envision Mike Matheny having a lot of fun. I'm sure he enjoys this game. He says he enjoys this game. You just don't usually get that impression watching him. So it was funny to hear him talk about wanting to inject more fun in his camp. He self-admittedly can't really have much fun, but he is. You know, one of the things, as I mentioned, the cleaning of the clubhouse, things like that, he incorporated more competitions into camp to try to inject whatever fun he could have. So we'll see. Maybe Mike Matheny's turning over a new leaf, and we'll see a fun manager, as he would describe it, in the dugout this year.
Yeah, I mean, wonders never cease, right? I'm just trying to think, just from my own experiences, you know, watching game videos and videos of Mike Matheny. I don't think I've ever seen the guy actually smile. I mean, does he do this when the cameras are off? Like, I mean, what do you see of him?
Not very much. And, you know, he always tells us that we don't get to see the true Mike Matheny, that he's very different, you know, around his friends and his family and this and that. So, no, this is a guy who takes his job very seriously. You know, and he explained to us, he has a reason for it. You know, his explanation is that as a player, he always thought he was one day away from having his job taken away from him. So when he showed up, whether it be at spring training or regular season, whatever it may be, as a player, he felt that he had to be serious in everything that he did to keep his job. Turns out he's the same way as a manager. So, you know, while he may not be able to have a lot of fun himself, I think he certainly has the right mix of players in this clubhouse. You look at a guy like Adam Wainwright, who can get his work done and be an example in doing so, also the goofiest guy in the clubhouse. So maybe others can have fun for Mike. I'm just not sure Mike's capable of that.
That's interesting. Those former catchers are definitely a different breed, but he's got good perspective on it to have the attitude that you're one day away from not having a job anymore. Carries that into his managerial doings. So certainly understandable, but maybe we'll see a few more smiles from Mr. Matheny this year. Like I said, wonders never cease. Jennifer, just to wrap up here, we've obviously covered the battle, what's going to become a battle for the shortstop position, given the injury news today with Johnny Peralta. Are there other roster spots, are there any maybe in the rotation even, that you think is the biggest position battle right now for this team?
Yeah, I mean, I think aside from shortstop, it has to be first base. I mean, this is a team that really doesn't have a lot of roster spots necessarily up for grab. When you look at first base, Brandon Moss, Matt Adams, both coming into camp believing, you know, that they have something to prove. Moss coming off a down season last year following hip surgery. Adams obviously having his season in 2015 interrupted by a quad strain. So both are here to try to win it back. And, you know, entering the mix here somewhat surprisingly is also Matt Holliday. We saw him play a game at first base today. He's continuing to work out at the position. So Cardinals have some flexibility with what they want to do at that position. Certainly if Moss and or Adams though, were to take off, the Cardinals would love to be able to have an everyday first baseman emerge from that group. So for me, that's really the one to watch. The pitching otherwise is pretty much set for this club and really across the diamond also so.
Yeah, a lot of interesting storylines with the St. Louis Cardinals, injuries and all. We hope that this is the last serious injury they encounter for some time. If a club deserves a break from injuries, it's this one, certainly, given the news to Johnny Peralta today for sure. Great stuff, as always, from Jennifer Langosch. Jennifer, we thank you for the time. This is Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, St. Louis Cardinals.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.